It could be anything. The models are in complete shocking disagreement on what happens Easter weekend, especially Easter Sunday. So stay tuned. Right now this morning, 67 degrees and calm winds at 9:02. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good morning, Rich.
What's up, what's up, what's up?
You know, I just learned something actually reading, per your suggestion, actually. Mm-hmm. Do you know that, you can't spell virus without you and I?
Yeah, that's a good one. I like this one. I saw you from across the bar. Stay there.
And, you know, since all the public libraries are closed, Eddie Bader, I'm checking you out instead.
Well, that's scary.
If COVID-19 doesn't take you out, can I?
Is that hand sanitizer in your pocket? I don't even have to finish that one. Yeah, it is. It is. All right.
Hey, babe, can I ship you a drink?
Oh, wow.
The humor that is coming out of this, and really, we need humor. We need humor.
Yes.
I mean, some of the news.
No, we have to stay freaked out and listen to the government.
What? All the new songs that the service that Greg subscribes to are just amazing. I love it. So, I mean, we got to keep our sense of humor during this.
The funniest thing I saw this weekend, and I shared it on my Book of Faces page. You can check it out there. Okay. Everybody can. Is two farmers decided to paint their little cow like a tiger.
Yes.
And they did a Tiger King photo shoot. They got like the, I don't know if they actually had the mullets or not, but the blonde mullets.
They had me sold on it.
And it looks like from behind a tiger. And then you turn around and it's like a calf.
It's a calf,
And by the way, did you hear the breaking news bulletin from Netflix?
Yes,
I did. There's going to be a 8th episode.
Yes.
What?
Yes. They're producing it now, and it will be very soon, within a few days, a 8th episode.
Yes.
Repeating again, the bulletin apparently confirmed. Yes.
We get Greg to even check out the first episode yet?
He is not. He probably thinks he's heard so much about it that it's spoiler alert. No, it isn't.
No, it isn't. You have
to see it.
No, it's not spoiled even like after you watch it two or three times.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
All right, gentlemen, have a good show today and stay 6 feet apart at least, all right?
Appreciate that, Rich. Yes, News and Views begins in mere moments. I'm Joey Clark here, man in the ship. We have Eddie Bader in studio. Jack Campbell calling at 9:30. Seth Spotlow stopping by.
Yeah, Spotlow stopping by.
We got the whole crew back together. Stay tuned.
For Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Alabama is now approaching 2,000 confirmed coronavirus cases. The Alabama Department of Public Health has confirmed at least 31 deaths from COVID-19 and continues to investigate others. At least 200 people are hospitalized statewide. Alabama is now under an emergency stay-at-home order. The order went into effect Saturday evening at 5. Now, there are some exceptions, including performing essential activities like buying food or obtaining essential services and going to work at a business deemed essential. And Andalusia police are investigating a drive-by shooting Friday night on Packer Avenue. Police say shots were fired into a car and a home. A woman and child were inside the home but were not injured. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Mike Benson with Adams Drugs. Times are tough here in the River Region, and the near future doesn't look that great. Our hearts go out to those businesses that have closed down and the employees who have lost their job. But I'm encouraged and inspired by the local restaurants doing whatever it takes to stay in business, providing curbside and delivery. Hopefully, you are doing what you can to support our local businesses. Our support today could very well determine who will be in business this time next year. Our gift shops are closed, but our pharmacy is open. The volume is down, but we're going to survive this, and no one will miss a paycheck. Adams Drugs challenge and battle now. now is with certain insurance companies and pharmacy benefit managers that have decided now is a good time to encourage their patients to go to mail order pharmacy. I doubt very seriously that there's anyone using mail order pharmacy now knows the name of the pharmacist who filled their prescription. More importantly, does the mail order pharmacist know you or your family? At Adams Drugs, our family has been building relationships with your family for over 58 years. At Adams Drugs, we now offer curbside pickup, and we've been delivering since 1962.
For the location nearest you, visit adamsdrugs.net.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WindCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards, and we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WindCreekCasino.com.
The safety and security of your family and property is on your mind now more than ever. For over 20 years, ProLink Security has been here for you. ProLink offers interactive security systems, including cameras, door locks, digital thermostats, and much more. Right now, if you call ProLink at 285-5833, you can take advantage of 3 months free monitoring with new activation and no contract. Call ProLink Security today, 334-285-5833. AESBL license number 4.
For the one standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, plus free access to specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
After damning politicians uphill and down Dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
I got hairy legs.
Fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by... You know the thing.
Stop playing with it.
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
How dare you?
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm just getting warmed up here, warming up the band. La 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 la. I had to play with my buttons for a second. Oh, there's Ted Cruz on Fox News right now.
Yeah, he's had a few thoughts the last couple of days.
Indeed. And I am going cuckoo. I'm going a little nuts, but in a good way. I'm noticing that, too, in my friend groups, in my family members. Mm-hmm. People aren't used to this hermit life like I've been living for the last few years. By the way, welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader alongside me here in studio. Jack Campbell, my co-host, should be calling in at any moment. He's still sequestered at home.
Like a good wise man he is.
Well, the Rona... Mm-hmm. Rona's not too happy with Jack. He's in that target group.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, and she
lurking
can be...
Lurking outside his house.
Mother Nature can be a bitch.
Yeah, you met her too?
Excuse me, pardon me.
It's the truth.
But, yeah, that's one thing I was thinking about over the weekend, especially as we saw Friday afternoon. I watched it live.
Yeah.
The shelter in place.
From the governor.
From the governor. Miss it. We got to tell these folks to stay home.
If you ever want to see Alabama football again, you better stay your butt at home.
And it's happened, like, with the curfew here in Montgomery, or that order, and we'll have to do cleanup there, because last I saw with the order that only 10 people could, say, go into a Publix, and that from the Montgomery level, the AG came out and said that's unenforceable. And in this new rule by the governor, it says retailers like grocery stores can only have 50% occupancy rates based on what the fire marshal says.
But I still got questions about that. Like Walmart, you know, throw it out there. They're the big grocery store. So you're picking winners and losers, because not only can you shop for the ghost groceries at Walmart, you can also get clothes and yada, yada, yada. So that's putting your other small businesses that cannot open
right
out of business. You're picking winners and losers, and I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah, and, you know, I really thought about it. It's how I reacted to that Montgomery curfew and what was going on with grocery stores and how many people could go in.
Yeah.
Is when I first see the headline, I'm like, well, what the hell does that mean?
Very confusing, yeah.
Yeah, so when I looked in the curfew, say, at the beginning of last week here for Montgomery, it was like all these exceptions. And really, when you got down to it, and we talked to the chief of police here for our city, Chief Finley, he said, well, I mean, most, you know, single vehicle drivers, you know, they're not going to be stopped unless you're doing something like swerving. And, you know, don't go out and drunk drive just because it's
true. Cops are still out there.
Yeah, you know, just drunk text or something from home nearly as dangerous. No, not quite, but it can be. It can be. But no, I'm sitting there looking at all these exceptions in the shelter-in-place order from the governor, and wondering, what does this really do, and how do you enforce it?
Right.
But I did love that it was such an Alabama announcement, because the national news is, you know, bringing up all these governors, and it's funny to see what states are a little more media savvy than others, have better camera setups, these sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Better audio. Some governors just decide to, I'd put her in the middle of the pack.
Really?
In terms of audio video presentation. It was humble, but it wasn't. Some people do their press conference from sort of like an echoey cavern.
Yes.
And it's the worst thing ever. They at least had the right room.
Well, I had to read the closed caption. I was on the show with Greg, and we were doing it live.
Yeah.
Joey, it sounded like I had Tourette's. I mean, I was trying to read it, and I mean, words like Jew would come up, and I'm looking over at Greg, and he's like, keep reading. I mean, it was horrible.
You were having to read the closed captioning.
Yeah, as it came across the screen live.
You weren't able to take the audio live.
No, we couldn't take the audio. And it was horrible. I mean, I finally had to stop. I thought I was going to end up going to jail for offending people, but I was just reading the closed captioning. It was confusing as her message.
Right, so she's essentially said something to the effect, I'm not going to play the whole press conference.
Please not.
Well, I've been trying. She's been trying her level best not to shut down a bunch of business. Of course, she has. And now she's like, well, we got a shelter in place. These next 2 weeks could be potentially deadly to a lot of Alabamians, to a lot of Americans in general. So we need to shelter in place. And if we want a good football season, you're looking forward to football this fall, then we need to do our best effort here.
That is the most Alabama governor response.
Now, let me read from the Bible. And I appreciated it. I actually went like, I don't mind this. It's not bad.
I'll give it to her. Somebody told her, look, you're going to have to relate to every single person in Alabama. What are the two things every single person in Alabama hold dear? The Bible and football.
Football.
That's right.
Sometimes we question which one is held in higher regard. But I do have to say, as I read through the actual order, there are all sorts of exceptions here. So I'm thinking about how does it, of course, affect me first.
Of course. That's everybody.
And by the way, I'd like to open up the show. I'm stealing this idea from a guy, you know, named Michael Malice.
I don't believe so.
He's an internet commenter, but he has a great question. I'll ask you and folks out there at 272-9228, since these are strange times and we're doing our level best just to keep some sense of normalcy, what do you like most about me, Eddie Bader?
Ooh, wow. Joey, that's a deep question. You're
272-9228. What do you like most about me, folks? And also, what do you not like about me? I'm happy to take those.
What I like about you most is your just complete open mind. You're not closed-minded about anything. And I can approach you with the most random thought, and you've got a thought about it. You know, you, and you know me, you don't condemn me for any of the, my...
No, and what I like about you is you will send me just uproariously funny, you know, let's say... transgressive comedic material. Yeah, risque. Not safe for work, but you send it to me while I'm at work.
Oh, of course. It's not reactionary.
I appreciate you as being a go-getter.
Well, thank you.
For all the joking and that aspect of you, you really are a go-getter, and I like folks like that around me.
So that's good to have.
272-9228. How y'all making do? You watching Tiger King? Did you watch a crowdless WrestleMania this weekend?
Oh,
that
yeah.
was odd. Did you pick up, did you actually read your Bible like the governor maybe was suggesting? And
good
does
idea.
This shelter in place really affect you? Because I'm thinking about me, and I'm like, well, doesn't really change much.
It
I'm still going to go to work.
You're right.
It's going to make me less likely to go by the grocery store. I didn't go this weekend. I was just like, I'm not dealing with that
okay.
here in Montgomery.
You're right. Now, I did, and that was I went to one of the big box stores, and yeah, it was a disaster. But how are you for the next 2 weeks going to get your basic supplies? Do you have 2 weeks worth of supplies, Joey, or you had to go out and get some meat and veggie type thing? And
no, I can easily order food.
Just
going to
keep ordering in type deal.
Yeah, it's a little more expensive, unfortunately.
Yeah,
yeah, I'll just order my door, and I have a few frozen things left.
Okay,
and I should have plenty of toilet paper.
Well, as long as the job has toilet paper?
Right.
You got toilet paper.
No, I'm not taking toilet paper.
I'm not
from the
saying
office.
That you'll take it from
and
the office.
I don't like taking.
I'm saying,
I don't like going number two away from home.
Right.
Right.
But you don't like going number two at home without toilet paper either.
Very true. But there's the shower. You can go from, you know, doing your business to jumping in the shower if need be.
Yeah,
either way, you get clean.
That's not a 6 foot bidet in there.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is David.
Hey, David, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. One thing nobody's mentioned, and I would think all the conspiracy people would have caught on to this. In Governor's speech, she mentioned the reason they're doing this because they were tracking cell phones.
Yes.
I did notice that, yes.
So they're tracking all of us by our cell phone, and they know whether we're home or not.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, that was like, hey, what do you mean you're tracking cell phone data? From which people?
Right.
What if I keep several phones on me?
They
are you tracking the
phones.
Right phone?
You got to do the track phone.
Maybe I'll have multiple phones and you're counting that as multiple people. And they're just right on top of each other. What are they doing at Joey's apartment?
Well, you know, that's one of the things, though, in China where they said, hey, maybe they're getting the numbers askew over the deaths because they were tracking cell phones. And all of a sudden, I forget how many thousands or maybe in millions cell phones that suddenly are not on anymore. And they were saying, hey, what happened to those owners? And also urn sales were up big time in China.
Well, and to your point, David, after I thought about this shelter-in-place order from the governor, I really thought, here's the bottom line. Doesn't really change much of how I was behaving anyhow, other than the government's watching. So behave yourself. And that, you know, good for you guys, I guess. Got to do something.
Yeah, well, y'all have a good show.
Hey, thank you, David.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Jim.
Hey, Jim, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I tell you what, this weekend was probably the worst for me. I mean, I'm getting to the point now, I'm just tired of this. I'm just not a person that wants to sit in
there. Mm-hmm.
I'm bored. There's just a bunch of crap on TV, and it's getting tired. I've seen so many reruns now. It's getting kind of ridiculous. I'm just about had it, but hopefully this week will
feel
a little better.
Quote a great movie from American cinema. You know, picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue.
Yeah. Well, I went down to the Walmart and got down there early, and there was I know there's a line, but they were, you know, they're doing the 50% now. I think Walmart has come out since then, and their company-wide thing is 20%, which is still 400 or 500 people,
yeah,
you know,
right.
at time, but. But it was very orderly. I mean, when I got there was like 50 people in line. So what they were doing, they only got one entrance now. Instead of having the double entrances, they only got one. And they've got it roped off. So you go in one line, and then when you come out, you go in another direction so you're not running each other.
Oh, okay.
And that way they
have people standing there with counters.
Yeah,
and when somebody comes out, it shows the running totals, when somebody comes out, she deducts it. That way they're keeping up with how many people there. And I went there and I got my groceries. Everything was in stock except eggs, but I didn't need them because I got me some the other day. But there wasn't any problem.
Now, I wonder if they use those counters kind of like the airlines do. Like, certain people, let's say, who are a bit zofty, a bit hefty, a bit plump, do they count as two people?
No, Joey, I do not.
But with this shelter in place, you can still go get food. So you're not stuck in your house where you can't get food. So
right.
It's just something that I'm really getting tired of. And I've listened just a couple things in the media. I was listening to... I just happened to flip through. I think it was ABC or CBS. And I said, well, we're just going to have to get used to it. This is going to be the new normal in our country. And I said, no, it is not, ma'am. This is not the new normal. As soon as this thing breaks free, people are going to go right back. People are, they're social animals. They don't want to be locked up by themselves. And don't give me this. This is the new normal. No. I'll tell you one thing is going to change. People are not going to believe any more crap from the media anymore.
Oh, and they already are there, Jim, and I think this just pushes them over the edge. I mean, and there are a few reporters that are doing a good job. I mean, I really appreciate, like, I'm looking at Dr. Nicole Sapphire. I mean,
I appreciate her, too. Her
quite beautiful, but she's very informed. Her book's good. So when doctors are on giving their opinions, even contested ones, I appreciate that. Appreciate the health experts.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, the politicians, and I'll say equal opportunity offender here, including the president. I like Trump. He's entertaining. But generally speaking, the politicians should get the hell out of the way. And if you're going to announce something, just let the professionals talk about it.
Yeah, and I'm tired of all the supposedly news reporters. All they're doing is editorializing. That's all they're doing.
Well, basically, they're reporting on Facebook stories at this point. Yeah. I mean, it's a story about a story.
Yeah, and the latest thing now is every time a famous person dies, it's attributed to...
Oh, yeah.
The coronavirus, even though it's not. And that's just all this thing is just generating people. That's all they're doing as far as ratings and stuff. Yahoo had unfortunately, Yahoo is my email thing, so I got them as my homepage, and they're so left wing, it's not funny.
True.
But they had a story on there yesterday. Jaws star dies of coronavirus. So I pulled it up. It was the lady, Miss Kittner. Remember the one where a little boy got eaten on the raft?
I was wondering who that was. I couldn't figure out who
she died. She died in an assisted living place at 91. She didn't die from the virus, folks. She was old.
Old age.
She was 91. And when you're 91, anything will kill you.
That's true.
It is true.
You know? And but see, that's the kind of stuff that just people are just sick of it.
All about that fear. It's just fear mongering.
Yep. And when you this they've done it for so long now, and in all the stuff we've gone through in the last 3 years with all this other false stuff thrown against Trump, people just the ratings on some of these things are gonna go down the toilet.
Agreed.
And people are I'll tell you what the new normal is gonna be. People are gonna start spending more time with real people and their families and stuff, and they're gonna turn off all this media crap that's going on. That's going to be the new normal. So, anyways, I just had to vent. I just got tired of, they're just ramping this thing up. And what are they going to do when this thing starts fizzling out? They're going to come up with something else?
They better not.
Shame on them.
If they know what's good for them, I mean, people will do this for a few weeks. You try to do this for a long time. It's not going to be like people throwing trash cans through Starbucks windows, but there'll be some civil disobedience.
Sure.
You better believe. Yeah. But speaking of people,
I'll tell you what,
go ahead.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say, because I hope it doesn't happen, and I don't think it will. April 25th, they come out. Well, we're going to go another 30 days. No, you can't. Then you're going to start having problems.
Well, but markets are up today on seeing that in the worst spots around the world, flattening out. So I think this economy will come back.
They
issued plenty of money out there to make sure of that. And speaking of celebrities who have died, but this of natural causes, Vaughn Mason, you may not know his name, but you probably know the skate rink song. I do from my days at Fun Zone.
Yeah.
The Fun Zone classic right here.
Play it, brother.
Bounce, rock, skate, roll. Jim, I got to run. Appreciate it, man.
All right, y'all have a good day.
Yeah, Vaughn Mason passed away at 69.
All skate, baby.
Natural causes. It's a good age.
It's, yeah, dude.
69 is a good age.
After a good hit like this, come on. All skate.
We used to rock this thing.
Yeah.
Pretty much every day at Fun Zone. Just all skate, baby. All skate. It's an all skate here on News and Views from 9 till noon. Coming up, Jack Campbell, my funky, groovy co-host.
Sweet.
We'll be over the phone. The godfather of real estate, Eddie Bader, is in the house. I'm your host, ever so smooth host. All skate, folks. All skate. More News and Views after this.
And online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
At Pig Enterprises, your health and safety are top priority for us. We've not only heightened our cleaning and sanitizing procedures, both inside the office and inside our vehicles, but we are now able to work with you digitally, making the car buying process even more convenient. Plus, we will even deliver your vehicle right to your driveway, sanitized and ready to ride. Our team at Pig Enterprises has taken the necessary steps to ensure you and your family remain healthy, all while getting you that squeal of a deal you deserve. Shop our inventory of quality pre-owned vehicles online at your leisure. Apply for financing and work through the entire vehicle buying process via online, text, email, or phone. It's your vehicle buying experience. Make it what you want when you need it. Life may look a little different right now, but life doesn't stop. Check us out at PIGGENT.com for all of your vehicle buying needs, and we will see you when we deliver. That's PIGGENT.com. Come to Pig Enterprises and get a squeal of a deal.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Or like us on Facebook.
There will be parties again soon, and family gatherings. There'll be parades and sporting events and concerts. To help our communities when they come back together, respond to the 2020 census now. Spend a few minutes online today to impact the next 10 years of healthcare, infrastructure, and education. Respond online today to make America's tomorrow brighter. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, all you cool cats and kittens. Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Take off that bald cap. Let that mullet fly in the wind as you ride down the road. Got a little Molly Hatchet flirting with disaster. Here on News and Views from 9 till noon. You know, with this outbreak.
Yeah.
A lot of hospitals are obviously swamped.
Some of them, yes.
So if you're having back pain, neck pain, whether it's mid, upper, lower back pain, or you've had chronic issues with knee, maybe shooting pains down the leg, why not give Dr. Tom Pershing a call? He's a chiropractor over in Wetumpka. When you call him at 514-7600, you set up an initial appointment. And this guy has thousands of thousands of hours of experience, not just doing the job of being a chiropractor, but he's taught chiropractic to folks.
Oh, there you go.
So that's a great way to relearn something is to teach it. And he's really on top of things. He can really find underlying issues. You know, usually he can treat it right there. He'll get your medical history, your family history, figure out what he might be dealing with. And usually he can solve the problem. Say it's a bulging disc, you can do decompression therapy.
Yes, I've done that before.
Or maybe it's some sort of shoulder pain or the knee, laser therapy.
Yeah.
He has many therapies over there that are short of going to under the knife, these sorts of things. So why not call Dr. Tom Pershing today, especially with this virus outbreak? If you have any musculoskeletal pain, as he would put it, call Dr. Tom Pershing. Again, his office is in Wetumpka on Tallahassee Highway, and he's at 514-7600. Make an appointment today if you have any underlying pain issues, and be sure to tell him Joey from News and Views sent you. Let's go to the phones, as promised. First up is Gary G.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Eddie. Good morning, Joey.
Good morning, Gary. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. I've been working with disaster since daylight.
I know you have, man. Keep them wheels a-turning, brother.
You bet. My opinion, I just want to see what your figures are. Y'all's both of them. So during World War II, they put rations on people. And they rationed what you could get. And I don't want to see rations, but I think that we should... We should put a supplement in there and say, you can only get so much. You can be a 2-4. You can get two, and that's it. If someone comes up with a buggy full of one item, then I think that's being despicable of that person. I think they're depriving someone. And I'm not playing on a sympathy, but I drive a truck Monday through Friday, and the only times I have to shop is when I get home.
Right.
I go to a place and a week ago, it was red meat. Completely out of red, no red meat. This time you go in, and it's just personal care items. Mm-hmm. You know, I see a person with just a buggy full of stuff, and I'm going, really? Come on, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get sizzle. And those are my feelings, and I hate to be a voice like that, but I don't try to be negative, but that just really, that's a slap in my face when I see John Q. Public thinking of only...
Yeah, you're right, Gary. But you know what? If they did start to ration things here in the U.S., we haven't seen that in forever. The people's actions, I would be most afraid of.
But this is what I don't get about some of the price gouging accusations that, okay, either the store is going to say you can buy one package of toilet paper, or they could up the price to where it's not cost effective to buy a bunch of rolls of toilet paper. I'm stealing this from a wrestling podcast I was listening to over the weekend, but I heard I think it was Eric Bischoff made point.
He's money
it's
guy.
It's a fantastic point, Gary G. You know, maybe you won't have to buy as much TP and other aids in your hygiene if you don't buy as much Cheetos and Diet Mellow Yellow. You know, like there are certain foods that are going to give you more of an urge, so to speak.
But I hate to say it, Gary, but I don't think our John Q. Public could handle. I mean, they went into a panic enough over the weekend when the governor said, hey, we're going to do the shelter in place.
You're 100% right. And let's put it back into the storefront.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to put limits on you.
Yes.
We're not going to ration it and say you're going to get this item this week, but I will have to put a limit because you're not the only one that's in demand. The whole world right now is in demand.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
And we as truckers can only supply so much.
Yeah.
Well, this trailer is going to go carry so much to the next place, and when it's gone, it's gone. So don't go in there and just stop them, because I guarantee you, a year from now, these people will still have that same stuff that they didn't use.
Oh, you know it, buddy.
Yep.
Gary, the marketplace will be full of stuff.
Great call. I got to run. Appreciate it.
Hey, take care, Gary.
Bye.
272-922. I don't see who this is on line three, just to find out. News and Views, who's this?
How you doing?
Hey! That's what I was hoping it was. Jack Campbell, how you doing?
All right, what do you know?
You know, we're just getting through the show here.
It's making it, baby. We're making it.
That was
you want to cut Gary G off?
Nah, Gary's the man.
I've known him since... I've known him since Lanier High School days. He's a great man.
Yes, really he is. Yeah.
He needs a better phone connection. He's calling us from a wind tunnel there, but...
he's like 18
well, he
miles.
The truck.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah. So, Jack, what'd you do this weekend, buddy?
You see it. I have not left the house since Friday.
All right.
So what are you doing to entertain yourself?
It doesn't matter. You don't need to know all that.
Wait, are you in the bathroom all day and night?
Of course I'm in the bathroom day and night.
Give somebody else a chance.
Yeah, you taking those 30-minute showers, I hear.
No. No, I had my carpets cleaned Saturday. That's kind of a madhouse. But other than that, I enjoyed the parade through Dallas. I've been hanging out at home.
Yeah.
But I need to get grocery items, but I don't want to wait in a line 20 miles long.
Well, you can call me. I'd love to take care of that for you, buddy.
You're a good American.
I'll do that if you let me play with Bugsy for a little while.
Well, I've got to go get him.
Oh, he's being sheltered right now?
Yes. But just because I had my carpets cleaned, that would have not been.
Oh, boy, he'd have been going nuts.
Oh, my God. Well, he would have jumped all over the workers.
I got new friends.
Exactly. He's insane. He never saw some new meat he didn't love. So what's new, fellas?
Well, I was going to ask, even when you're sheltered in place like you really are, is there much news you consume? Are you keeping on top of, every...
No,
right?
No, I don't keep up the news. It's too depressing right now for me.
Well, you know about the governor's little speech the other day. What did you take away from that, Jack?
You know what pisses me off?
Please.
Is that there are a lot of restaurants in Montgomery that you can go sit outside.
Yes.
But you can't, that's considered on premises. So if you get, say you get a pizza in Midtown, they have some outside seating.
Right.
You can't sit outside and eat it, even out of the box. I mean, that's a little stupid to me, or like Tomatino's.
Good size outside venues. Why can't we not take advantage of them?
Like Pine Bar, you can't have a drink and sit outside.
Yeah.
I just think that's stupid.
Yeah, but kind of what shocked me is you can get drinks to go now in Alabama.
I'm really happy that happened.
That's a shocker. My son got a gallon of margaritas over the weekend.
No, and this actually has brought into focus restaurants you actually want to go sit at and relax and have a good vibe. You know, for instance, over the weekend, I actually ordered some pretty basic pizza, some Domino's.
Yeah.
And at the automated message, because of COVID-19, of COVID-19, our dining room area is currently closed. And I thought, who the hell eats at Domino's?
Us lonely people sometimes, Joey.
Really?
Domino's. Sorry. Yeah.
I didn't know I was going to have such a unique specimen right in front of me this morning.
You ought to know that, Joey. It's one of the things you like about me.
Yeah, it is a little crazy that I took away from this, I said at the top of the show, Jack, that, okay, the governor's stay-at-home shelter-in-place order doesn't really change anything for me, and it probably doesn't change much for most people's behavior. It's more just like, hey, the government is watching you, so you better behave.
Well, I know we have to be sensible. I know that people in Montgomery have died from coronavirus, I heard, over the weekend.
Yes.
And anyway, it's that's unfortunate, and we all have to be careful. And I think we all are being careful. I mean, I see a lot of people wearing masks.
Yeah.
I see people, the couple of times I've been to Publix, it's been, people are not standing right behind each other in line. They're, everybody's respectful. But, I don't know, it's just kind of crazy right now.
It's just so strange. Now, Jack, what about the first couple times you noticed people wearing a mask in public? Did it take you a second to process it? Did it take you a second to process it? Because it did me. I'm just not used to seeing it.
I saw it as long as 2 weeks ago, people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I see the last time I went to Publix, I saw several people with masks on.
Yeah, and the other day I was in, I was in one place, it might have been Publix or something like that, but they've got sneeze guards built between you and the cashiers now that are just about face high, which, again, just seems incredibly strange.
Yeah, I had to stop by a gas station. They've got that now. It's, I think, a pretty good idea.
Yeah, smart idea. It's just strange.
Though I did have the thought of, folks, if you ever touch a keypad, whether the gas pump or at the store, wash your hands immediately if you're messing with those, you know, debit card keypads or credit card keypads.
Well, and I noticed a lady the other day, she had her gloves on, so she got out, she drove into the gas station with her gloves on, got out, pumped the gas with her gloves on, went in the store, got some items with her gloves on, then got back in her car with the gloves on and kept driving. Well, those gloves didn't do anything. They just picked up whatever you had, and now you've put it on your steering wheel. So I think there's some uneducated people out there that are just paranoid, you know.
Or you get into the
routine. How long does coronavirus live on an ATM punch dial?
I think it's 72 hours.
Yeah, it's...
Really?
We've seen different studies, and it might be technically it lives for that long, but how long is it transmissible? It's not exactly clear, but it can last.
I mean, if it's 90 degrees outside, does that have anything to do with it?
To me, that would have everything to do with it.
And that's what I took away. I kind of perused what was going on with the news with these press conferences over the weekend. We're getting some updates and more data. The stock market's up because it seems like there's some hope that the curve is being flattened, not just here, but all around the world. But we're still in the fog of war, and we are going to be here. That's why I think it's 30 days. For the next 20-something days, we're going to be in this sort of unknown place as we figure out more and more information, because there are so many factors, not just the virus itself. It's also the host. So what is your blood type? What's your genetics in general? I mean, we're talking about weather patterns, like you just mentioned. How does it survive in 90-degree heat, Jack? So I think we'll find out as we go forward. But right now, in the short term, we ain't finding out much.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Isn't that reassuring?
Yes, Joey. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, sometimes I think the truth is better, though, than, I don't know, having smoke blown up our backsides. And, you know, the press, the corporate press, the national corporatist press, if you want to put it that way, they're just the worst people ever.
Oh, yeah.
They're horrible.
If it's going to instill fear, let's put it out there.
All right, we got to hit a break here, but I've got a clip from the conference yesterday at the White House where it's people asking several members of the task force and Trump himself, are you going to wear a mask, as the reporters themselves aren't wearing masks. And it to me was a perfect symbol of politics as usual. Hey, are you a hypocritical, sometimes lying a-hole?
Well, yes, sometimes, but not as much as you people.
Right.
That's been our politics for the last few years.
I might be an a-hole, but not as much as the press. Right. They're the enemy of the people.
Like, come on, man. Like, it's just over the top. But we got to hit this break. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell on the phone. Eddie Bader in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all right. More news and views when we come back. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Prattville Carpet will remain open for business during this time. As always, you can call them at 285-8117 for a free measurement. And now they even have a mobile showroom where they can bring flooring samples to your home. Prattville Carpet is taking all precautions necessary to ensure the safety of their employees and customers. Washing hands, sanitization. Now more than ever, it's important to support your local businesses. Schedule your free measurement today. All you have to do is call 285-8117 and they will come to you. Call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117. Today.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned and Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292 and do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a warm, dry start to this week, but that's about to change. Our forecast for today, high temperature up to about 87. The record, by the way, is 89. Lots of sunshine today, increasing clouds tonight, chance of a few showers late tonight, low 63. Tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. High tomorrow, 81. We'll be in the mid-80s Wednesday and Thursday. Risk of some spotty thunderstorms Wednesday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms a little bit more likely on Thursday and Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. My co-host, Jack Campbell, on the phone. His favorite song, Manic Monday.
That's the biggest lie you ever told. Well, one of them.
Yeah, one of them. Eddie Bader in the house here. Jack, we've got two important callers here. First up is Steve. I think you know what Steve I'm talking about. Hey, Steve, you're on News and Views.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Jack.
What's going on, Steve?
Hey, you remember the old Statler Brothers songs, playing cards with a deck of 51, watching Captain Kangaroo, and don't tell me I've got nothing to do.
Yeah.
Hey, I was okay. I've been okay. You know, I've had crisis management courses, and I've been calm up until Friday when the governor spoke. And when she told me that we couldn't gather together and play bridge, that sent me over the edge. Because, you know, I just don't know how many people in good old rural Alabama know how to play bridge. Just don't think that with a solid line. I just don't know how many people in good old inner Montgomery would know how to play bridge.
Right.
But so we can't play bridge, but can we play dominoes and spades?
We can throw some dominoes now.
There you go. Or how about chasing a little yellow rubber ducky around the house, you know? Anything other than playing bridge. I just think that shows how detached politicians are sometimes.
So out of touch, man. Just so out of touch.
From the normal old working Joe. Have a good day.
Hey, thank you too, Steve. And then on the phone with us, Dick Brubaker. Hey, Dick.
I know this is a old thing with people who have been in politics. But in my next life, I'm going to come back as a Democrat. I mean, you talk about being bulletproof from the word go. I was thinking about the local news coverage of, when the mayor tried to get his wife appointed.
Oh, yeah. Judge.
There was a wife, one story. In 2 days, that story was gone.
Yep.
From local media. If I had been the mayor and cut back grocery stores to 10 people that the state fire marshal said could have, I mean, what's the fire marshal's limit on a big store like Publix?
Oh, in the hundreds,
yeah,
probably.
Several hundred, I'm sure.
Okay, yeah, so I mean, the state said an illegal order that the state says I could have hundreds of people and then sent the armed police to enforce it, an illegal order. I got a feeling I would be in for some media criticism.
Yes, you would be.
If I was running the school system and had an audit of just 1 year's operation and had $700,000 go missing and no word on prosecution or anything of the people responsible, I think there would be more than one news story about it.
Yep.
I mean, is there any limit to what these guys can't get away with?
Well, and then the mayor, as you mentioned, does this asinine order that the AG says is not enforceable, and then he gets invited on CNN for his leadership.
Right.
Like, what
well,
the
I
hell?
Well, I mean, that's kind of my point. I mean, yeah. To limit to 10 people, what he did was he panicked a bunch of people. The hoarding had begun to settle down.
Right.
And the Renfros out in Pike Road. And you know, there was beginning, the stuff that had been gone was beginning to reappear on the shelves. And now, since people thought that because of this 10-person-at-a-time order, that, you know, it was like living in the Soviet Union, you know, these giant lines for everything. Of course, people started hoarding again.
Yep.
And I can say the order wasn't legal in the first place. But instead of criticism, he gets praised. I mean, what if he sent the SWAT teams out and, you know, taking people away in handcuffs? He probably would have been invited to address the Democrat convention then.
Pretty much.
I mean, it's just almost beyond belief the stuff that you can get away with. Because, I mean, the journalists, apparently in Montgomery as well, are just as left-wing as the journalists you see on CNN.
And it doesn't even have to be a hardcore leftist ideology. I'm just seeing a trend generally, Dick, that the people in the press seem to think, oh, we should have a national shelter in place.
Right.
And, like, if the government's telling people what to do, then Americans will act better. Okay, maybe for a little while, but all you're doing is unnerving people, and if you keep this going too long, there will be, let's say, civil disobedience.
Exactly.
Well, here's the thing. Oh, yeah, and if the mayor had that 10-person rule had stayed in effect, there would be fistfights and violence in those lines in a week.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, when I was a state senator, if I had used my office to try to get my wife pointed to a political position that would benefit me.
Yeah, you would catch a little bit there, Mr.
I would never hear the end of it from Brian Lyman or any of the rest of these guys. I mean, it's just, and I'd be like, don't get me wrong, on the whole, I think our new mayor's done a good job.
Right.
But it's just, the media is just, I mean, the double standard is just so plain right now.
Mm-hmm.
That anybody who, even if you're on the left, even if you're a Democrat, if you think you're getting any sort of balanced coverage in your local news, you're not. And as far as the previous caller's playing bridge comment goes, I think that might be a generational issue because I haven't played any bridge in a long time. I think when I did last time I played it, I was 10 years old and playing with my grandmother.
There you go. And well, and I'm more interested in his comment about chasing the rubber ducky around the house. I'm not sure what that means or if it's a generational.
No, I don't want to know. I'm going to get off the phone and tell me what that means. Anyway, thanks for taking the call.
Appreciate it.
Have a good one, Dick.
Jack, do you know what that means?
I was having a hard time hearing Dick because I don't know what line he called in on.
Okay.
But it was stuttering, and it was, you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. But do you know what chasing the rubber
is? You're doing it, too. You're doing it, too. And when I was on hold, I noticed it.
Really?
Well, here, yeah. Let's we'll take a break here, yeah. And then call back. We'll get you on a different line.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
We got to hit a break anyhow. Bye. 272-9228, 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. Benjamin Moore authorized New Look Decorating Center. They are, well, your local choice for all paint and stain supplies, whether on the interior or exterior of your home. I'm hearing, Eddie, a lot of people are doing projects around the house.
Now's the time to do it, man.
Inside and outside. Yeah. So if you're looking around your home, especially on the inside, and you're seeing some sort of paint problem or stain issue, or you just want a fresh coat, a new look in these troubled times.
Definitely.
New Look Decorating is the place to go. New Look Decorating Center. They can help turn that inspiration of yours or help scratch that itch being a bit irritated with how drab and old hat your paint job right. looks.
Are you happy where you're currently quarantined? You can change the color of that.
There you go. They say taupe is very soothing.
It is.
Yeah.
That is very soothing.
Yes. Check out New Look Decorating Center today. Call them at 271-0007, 271-0007. They're located at 6237 Atlanta Highway. The owner, Brian Carr, manager, Brett Lanham, both paint specialists in their own right, can help guide you in the right direction. And, hey, it's always good to support your local business in these troubled times and build a relationship with a business you're sure to be going back to time and time again for your paint and stain supply needs. So y'all check out New Look Decorating today, and be sure to tell them News and Views sent you. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228. Have to catch an early train, got to be to work by 9. If I had an aeroplane, I still couldn't make it in time. Cause it takes me so long just to figure out what I'm gonna wear. Blame it on the train, but the boss is already there. It's just another.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner, has the items you need for your family Easter meal. They have meat, casseroles, canned goods, as well as desserts to round out the meal. Open to the public, no membership, easy parking, and convenient.